there's not anything else, let's go to God in prayer then. Father God, we thank you for all the joy, for all the beauty around us, but we also lift up the heartache and the pain. I pray that your love finds its way into whatever pain we're feeling or our loved ones are feeling, and that we feel that love and that they feel that love, and that they see who you are in times of hardship, that you are a God of love and friendship. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me tell you, this is kind of random, but I thought about it while on the mountain yesterday. So what happened was, the beginning of the day, phenomenal. Fresh snow. Has anybody in here ever skied before? Anybody? Yeah? Anybody else? Okay. So the best time for skiing is when you are on fresh, new snow. There's no resistance. There's no ice. You're just going down, and it's beautiful. So we're going down the mountain. First day, it was amazing. The view was kind of foggy, but I got to just sit there on one of the runs. There was a flat part. A run is like a trail that we go down. And we just see into the valley. Some green popping up here and there because of the unusually warm weather. But when was the last, I thought to myself, Joshua, when was the last time you just sat in nature? Not even nature, but when was the last time you just sat? And took everything in, just sat in silence. Because the crazy part about snow is, I read this article, the way it, I don't know, the science of it, it absorbs sound. So even when somebody's flying right beside me, I can't hear them until they're right there, like right beside me in my ear. And I again thought to myself, when was the last time you just sat in silence? So then I ask you guys, you don't have to tell me. When was the last time you sat and not just sitting in, you know, your living room, watching TV, reading a book, doing a crossword puzzle? But when was the last time you sat in utter silence? See, for me, that's hard because, as you probably have figured out by some point, I'm very ADD and my mind moves a million miles an hour. So then I ask again, when did we sit in silence? So, going to do something a little unorthodox here. Other than just the sound of the air going right now, we're going to see if we can sit just for 30 seconds in silence. And just do Christian meditation of breathing in Jesus. Anything you want to do. So I'm going to wait till. So go ahead and close your eyes. And the silence starts now. All right. That's hard, isn't it? For me, it is. I don't know if anybody else feels that way. But it's hard to just sit in silence and really just sit in the presence of God. I challenge us to do that this week before we dive into the scripture. So the scripture for today, it's not on here. That's my bad. Is Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do. In the futility of their thinking, they are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality, so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So as a recap, the first week we were talking about Ephesians, we talked about breaking down the barriers, because Paul, again, was very much about the Gentiles. He loved the Gentiles. He wanted to spread the message of God, the message of Jesus to the Gentiles. So he broke down those walls. We started with that. The second week, we talked about finding your own purpose. Because if we're going to talk to people who don't know Christ, or people who know Christ, how can we do it if we don't know who we are? And this week, something that has really touched my heart is we're going to be talking about when we talk to other Christians or non-believers, how we show the love of God in those moments. And something that really strikes me in verse 19, we're going to get there, but my little subheading here, the loss of sensitivity. Everybody here know the movie of Jim Carrey, The Grinch, or at least heard of that movie? I know you do, because you quote that thing like nobody's business, and it's great. But literally, one of the things that he says to the camera, breaking the fourth wall. Now, Jim Carrey is one of my favorite comedians, but that's beside the point because he's so all over the place. But he goes, kids today, so desensitized by television. Just joking, because little Sally, was that her name? No, Cindy Lou Who, that's her name. I don't know why I just said Sally. Cindy Lou Who comes in trying to invite him to this Christmas celebration. And he's trying to scare her because, you know, he looks really creepy in that full body suit. It's weird. Goes in, she's not scared, and he's confused. And he says, kids today so desensitized by television. And I know that's weird to draw a parallel here, but I think when we're talking to anybody else, in any friendships, relationships, how desensitized have we become as humans? The reason I ask this is because we are surrounded by a world in hurt, in pain, shootings, death. Sometimes I've noticed whenever I turn on the news and another event happens, like for example, we're talking about the wildfires in Australia right now. That's a big thing across the news, how horrible that is. But I notice the reaction I have to it is just, oh no. And then go about my day. How messed up is that? See, the reason I've talked about before, I identify with Paul so much. He's a man on a mission. He's so urgent. He's so all in about everything, and that's the way I am. But I think the way Paul is talking about this, having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality, is to indulge in every kind of impurity with continual lust for more. He's talking about the sins that the city of Ephesus is indulging in, all the Gentiles, what they're indulging in. But I think there's more to this as well, how we can connect this scripture to our lives today. And the reason is this. We're talking about sitting in silence, but I have another question for you. When was the last time you allowed yourself to feel the emotion of pain? The reason I ask is because I'm like this. I'm a very bubbly person. I'm very happy all the time. It's exhausting to a lot of my friends. But any negative emotion, I'll try to push off. Do we do that sometimes? And we talk about our relationship too. Because a relationship with God, it's about everything. This is going to sound cheesy, but I told my girlfriend, I like you for you. A relationship is about the good and the bad and the ugly. So when it comes to God, he wants a true relationship. That means the good, the bad, and the ugly. So when was the last time you really allowed yourself in any situation to feel pain? To allow pain to happen and not just push it off and deal with it another day. Like the pain that we see in the news every day. Again, we're not going to talk about politics, but just everything that we see about death, destruction in the news. Have you ever put yourself in a person's shoes, like the stories that you read? I'm guilty. I haven't done that a lot. So what I think Paul is really talking about is right here. Paul, according to Paul, people can also develop a kind of moral insensitivity which silences their consciences and hardens their hearts. That condition can prove fatal. And I think in our walk with God, those words are alarmingly true. Amen. So let's really dissect the scripture here. Verse 17. So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. It's a loaded two verses right there, isn't it? You see, what we're kind of focusing on today, again, that sensitivity. Understanding the world around us. Understanding the pain around us. The reason I ask why or when was the last time you allowed yourself to feel true pain is because the best way to connect somebody with the love of God is to show your understanding and empathize with anything they are going through. And that can either be honest saying, I don't know how I would feel in that situation. If you've never experienced the loss of a loved one while a person next to you is, it's okay to say, I don't know that experience. It's okay to be honest in those situations. Having lost all sensitivity, they've given themselves over to sensuality as to indulge in every kind of impurity with continual lust for more. Again, sensitivity, understanding the world around us, seeing the pain that our neighbors go through, and acknowledging the pain that we go through ourselves. Verse 20. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by the deceitful desires. When it comes to sensitivity, we're talking about accepting the world around us as well. What I mean by that is accepting the love and the pain that comes with this thing called life. Because let's be real, life is hard, isn't it? Sometimes life just beats us down until we can barely get up. But the reason we can get back up is our faith in Christ. The reason that we can walk through those doors on a Sunday morning is our faith in Christ to get us through hard times. And one way that comes with that is being sensitive to the world around us. To be made new in the attitude of your minds and put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and true holiness. What this is really talking about is casting off the old self. Like, I'm sure you've heard if you've grown up in the church. You're made new when you become a Christian. You're made new when you're saved, which is very true. Casting off the old self. What I think is also important is casting off that lack of sensitivity. The hardest thing to do, one of the hardest things to do, I've said this all the time, it sounds like I always say the hardest thing to do, and that's like five different things that I've said over the course of my career here. One of the hardest things to do is to love somebody. Amen. You see, true love has no conditions. It doesn't ask for any reward. Paul talks about that. And I think true love is also opening your heart to the possibility of hurt. That you take a chance with that. In everything that you love, there is always a chance of hurt. But the thing is, with Jesus, when we open our hearts to Jesus, He does not hurt us. He loves us. And I think one of the biggest prayers, after we talk about how can we be used for God's light in the world, is, God, this is going to sound weird, but God, let me be hurt this week. And not in any physical way, but let me feel the heartache that a brother is going through. Now, here's the beauty of it. Everyone in this room already does what I'm talking about. This is probably one of the most loving congregations on this earth. But what I'm asking is to keep doing that. Keep being sensitive. Keep loving others the way that you love each other. Keep allowing God to work in our lives. Because this letter of Ephesians, a lot of not necessarily rules, but guidelines of how to live a Christian life. That's why I love it so much, because it's good, in a way, an instruction manual. I like those things. Gives clear expectations. See, verse 25, this really sums up what this is all about, what I'm trying to get at. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. Like I talked about yesterday. Like I talked about last Sunday, we're all unified in Christ. Let's focus on what unifies us. Now that we've talked about focusing on what unifies us, let us all come together and be able to open our hearts to the world around us. So that I ask, almost like every week, what can you do about that this week? Who can you open your heart to? Or how can you open your heart this week? Because when we've talked about faith before, we don't know what's on the other side. Whenever we open up our heart to something or someone, we don't know what's going to come of it. But that's the beauty of life. We don't know. Every moment is a second chance. Because we don't know what will happen next. So then who can you open up your heart to? How can you open up your heart? And when I ask these questions, I'm talking about me too, not just saying, all right, y'all do this while I go over here and do my own thing. No. Because like I said, from day one of being here, we are all one big family. So will you hurt for someone this week? And when you feel that hurt, how will you respond to that? think about that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.